Yeah, no, I didn't feel. I obviously got hit in the head when I was batting. Didn't feel it that much. Batting came off, sat down, had a break, and then got a bit dizzy and a bit blurred vision. So I saw the doctor, did a concussion test. It was okay, but he wanted me to get a scan. Got the scan. Scan was clear. So it's gradually got better as the day's gone on. So, and I think just rest tonight, keep hydrated. But it wasn't all there. And I spoke to the skipper and decided that probably wouldn't be best having me out in the field.
I can't remember even. I must have missed that.
Yeah, no, it was Ryan Tendiscada. Just kind of, I was a bit early on a pull shot and it hit me, and it wasn't really that, like, it wasn't a big moment, but it just kind of, it hurt.
When part of the innings, do you remember what over?
I must have been on about 30, so early enough, but I kind of shook it off and got on with the innings because I suppose heat of the moment. But then when I came off and relaxed a bit, it was a bit not 100%. So I spoke to Graham and William and just thought it was best that I get it sorted out.
You can't really comment much about the bowling then, because obviously you didn't see too much of the innings, did you?
Yeah, I saw enough. Obviously watched all the wickets back. We knew they had two or three big players in their top five or six, and we managed to get them quite early, albeit the Van der Merwe dismissal was a strange one, quarter fine leg. But I think Kevy bowled really well in the middle there. He bowled just straight and that back of a length that we spoke about on these sort of pitches. It's a great win to get off the mark in a tournament like this.
It's hard to single anybody out. Like, it was obviously a big performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think we held our catches. Barry McCarthy took a great catch. Kev got a direct hit. And that's what we wanted. You know, we've worked hard in the last few weeks building up to this. I've had a few patchy performances, so to put a performance in like that, first game of a big tournament, is a great start.
And the rest of the batting, when we were fielded at halfway, 268, was you happy enough?
Yeah, I think we were. It's clearly a slow outfield, and the pitch isn't that quick, so I think 230 probably would have been about par, maybe 240. And I think the way William and Paul batted at the start really set it up nicely. In big tournaments like this, half nine starts, the first 10 or 15 overs can be pretty tricky. But the lads did really well to kind of get the start we did. And Niall O'Brien came in and played a really good innings, a real fluent innings, and took the momentum away from them when they got a couple of wickets. We obviously lost two or three at the end there in quick succession, but we were pretty well set up to get 250 plus.
Yeah,
he did. Like, it wasn't easy out there. Van der Merwe is a good spinner. They were bowling good slower balls, and I was maybe a bit stop starty at the start of my innings, and Niall came in and played an expansive knock and took the pressure off me, and with that allowed me to play some more aggressive shots and risk free. So yeah, it was a good partnership, similar to the one last week. I've always enjoyed batting with Niall. He's good banter out there, and he just kind of keeps you level headed. So it's great to see him in form going into tournaments like these, because you need your big players in these games.
Just another day break before the match, but obviously fired up to take on PNG.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's great to get a win, but that game's gone now. We've got to focus on PNG. I don't know the scores of today. Well beaten, but they'll be bouncing back, and we know we've played them before where they beat us in two T20 games, so we know quite a lot of their players. But like I said, if we keep putting in performances like that in the field and with the ball, we could go a long way in this competition.
Just on a personal front, what is it, I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know this, what does it mean to you to visit your country and like this every game?
Playing for your country is the greatest thing I think you can do if you're a sports person. I've been fortunate to play for the last 4 or 5 years for Ireland, and it's all I ever wanted to do as a kid, so I don't really take it for granted, or try not to anyway. The first cap I got in 2010 was still the proudest moment of my career, and if I can keep producing performances to get me in this position, then great. But at the end of the day, if the team keeps producing results like today and performances like today, it's just great to be part of. It's a great team to be part of. There's a lot of experience in that tent or changing room. Guys that have been there, done that. So to be a part of that and hopefully be a part of something special over the next 2 weeks is very exciting.
Just appreciating the team. How big a role did your teammates play in today's innings?
Yeah, look, like I said, Niall O'Brien played a great knock when he came in. He took the pressure off me. And allowed me to play a bit more aggressively than maybe I had. and that's what you need. Like I said, Paul and William up top were brilliant. Ed came in and looked busy. We just kind of, we knew the wicket wasn't going to be outstanding, but we just got on with it. We trained well yesterday here, and I think that's what we need to do. We need good professional performances, and that's the first of hopefully many.
Thank you.